first take it down and then...
Yeah, because it's healed now. It's only the part of the nail yeah. that's bothering you. And then in the break. And then I put some butter, which is very soft, you know? And then it's not pumping. And it's getting on the piece of butter. And then you do a big tape. So it's really
whatever.
Soft.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. You have to know I'm
I don't know. It's a new idea. It's just a new idea. Right.
I mean, it definitely must be protected.
Yeah.
And then it shouldn't. And if there is too much, you know.
Yeah.
Too much. Yeah.
Cotton balls. That's the English word. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Latte.
Yeah.
Hi,
I have a question. You said you do a slideshow when you go home.
I did last year. Yeah.
For people in the group or for outside people?
No, for outside, for my... Because usually I do lectures. And I made a 3,100-mile lecture tour. I was invited to Zlín and I was invited to Belgrade and to Subotice, to Yugoslavia. And also in Vienna, I give a lecture about sport and meditation, well, about this race. So then I do my... I wanted to have my own slideshow.
Yeah.
So I took the photos from the internet and made my slideshow with music.
When you talk to people and you say, hi, my name is Nudruvi Zimmerman, I just ran 3,100 miles, how do they react to that? You tell people that.
Well, of course they cannot believe it. It's just impossible. And then I give them very practical ideas that actually they don't have to do this kind of thing, but just to show them what a person is capable of, and that the soul and the heart is much stronger than the mind, and that the mind actually never could do that, but if you stay in your heart, then you are able to do it, because you go beyond. Beyond, you can only go in your soul and heart, but not in your mind.
Have people given you any feedback who've come to the class and say, I'm going to start doing this, or I'm going to start doing that because of your inspiration?
Oh yeah, I mean, people said that they started running and they got so inspired. Even our disciples in the center, they were so inspired that they said they have started now to run more. And even now in this race, I got an email from a friend. She said before she was running maybe once a week or twice, and now she runs, since I started this race, she runs every day. She got so inspired.
And if people said, well, why should I exercise? I mean, my weight isn't bad, I'm eating the right food. Why should they go out and run or exercise or get on their bicycle? What's the reason that other people should do things like that?
Yeah, just to keep them healthy, fit, young and strong throughout many years. And it makes them just more, I tell them it makes them more fulfilling their life and more happy if they feel good and light and healthy.
Sounds like a good idea.
You should always try to stay young. And if you want to stay young and getting older, which everybody is going to, then you have to do something. And especially, I would say, like, at the age of 40, you really have to start to exercise and to keep your body really fit and try to stay young. And also not going into this field, oh, I'm 50, I'm gonna be 60 soon, kind of life is over, and sports, oh no, it's too strenuous, or I mean, we have so many people can run, who still run with 3,100 miles. So that's really amazing.
Well, Ray, William Sichel is 60 years old. Ray is 59 years old. These are people who are, Chirasha was 53 last year, 54?
Yeah, 54, I think.
I mean, you're still a new kid on the block. You're only 48?
Pardon?
You're a new kid on the block. You're only 48?
I was 48 a few 2 weeks ago. Now I'm 49.
Well, you're 49, and that was hundreds and hundreds of miles ago.
Yes.
the fact that you're getting messages and calls, does it inspire you that people are thinking about the race, thinking about you, and making sure that you're smiling in your pictures? And
very much. I mean, I never felt so much oneness like then since I'm running in this race, because it really brings the people together and it holds the people together. That's the nice thing, because there is one project. It's such a big project, and we have a really good presentation every Wednesday in our center, so people really, they are alive in it. They feel like they are really part of the race, and they are really inspired, and many of them tell us that every day they think so much of us, you know, when they are tired, when they want to have to get up or do something, they just think of us and think, hey, come on. I mean, they run all day long, so we should be able to handle our life.
Every once in a while, I mean, this is year two, but you must think, oh man, this is impossible. I don't want to go on. Or do you never have those thoughts? Or do you just push them right away?
No. If they come, I have to push them right away. If one thought is coming, I learned from last year, you must live in the here and now. You cannot even think of the next day because your mind drives you crazy. If I think that I still have to run like 27 days, forget it. You have to live in the here and now, lap to lap. This is it, no more. Then it's possible. Then thoughts like this you have to throw out immediately. Otherwise you really get unhappy. And I see it like, okay, I have a summer job. And my summer job is New York City, 3,100 miles from 6 in the morning. My working times, my working hours, 6 in the morning to 12 midnight.
So, those are long hours.
Yeah.
The pay? Is there a bonus?
Oh, yeah. In heaven and hopefully on earth too. A bonus of spirituality, going beyond self-transcendence, like anything.
Sign me up.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.